Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, with something stuck in my mouth. And I hope you're having a great day. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone at home. I'm Brett Tange, and I'm originally from Red Deer, Alberta. And I moved here when I was, like, 3.
Okay, there we go. Now I got to ask, you were in Carhartt. Are you into the trades, or is that just a style?
Yeah, I'm into the trades.
All right, what trade are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm thinking going in power engineering when I'm
okay. Older. Have you started, like, what grade are you in? Sorry?
I'm in grade 11. Mm. Yep.
Have you looked into, started, maybe not the RAP program at all here?
So for power engineering, like, you can't really do much of the RAP program for that.
So. Oh, okay. Okay, yep. So.
You mostly can get, like, a undergrad for.
Okay, so that's something you're thinking about getting into. Yep. Okay, because I back in the day, for people who don't know, Carhartt used to just be like, that's just workwear. Now, they're really, like, popular now. You see people wearing their hoodies and stuff all the time. But now you got to ask, if you see somebody wearing Carhartt, like, you wearing it because it's cool, or are you wearing it because you're into, like, that kind of stuff? All right. Yep. So how did you get into power engineering? How did that hit your radar?
So my dad's a power engineer.
Cool. Right? Awesome. And he's been a power engineer since...
Yep, since...
You can remember.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So you moved here when you were 3, so you don't remember anything else other than Fort McMurray, obviously. What was Fort McMurray like for you as a kid? Where did, like, you grow up in this town?
It was nice. I grew up in, like, Timberley, right? We lived in, like, the trailer park up there.
Okay, nice, nice. Mm-hmm. We just went to an event this year up at the trailer park, Rock the Rails.
Yeah.
Are you still up there at all, or?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what Rock the Rails is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you into that kind of, like, sport, I guess?
Sport and or music?
Yeah.
It was both?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Skateboarding. Like BMXing,
punk music,
yeah. It was a great event. Mike Jones, big shout out. So as far as Santa's Anonymous is concerned, what do you do at Santa's?
Yep, so I am the sales team leader. So I am, like, in control of the most of the income that comes in.
Oh, right? That's big responsibility. Yep. How did you get that role?
So I've been working at the canteen, right?
Yeah.
And... one of the teachers, Miss Snippard, she is the person who runs it, right?
Yeah.
So I got into that, right? And I've been doing it now for almost 2 years.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And it's basically just, like, selling stuff.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So they figured transferable skills.
Yep.
Let's talk about this canteen. There wasn't a canteen when I went to Father Merck here. So first and foremost, explain, like, is this open all the time for students? What kind of snacks and foods do you have? Like, let me hear it, my dude.
Yeah, so it's at lunchtime.
Okay. Only,
right?
Okay.
And we sell, like, pretty much noodles, the only kind of lunch, right?
Okay.
And then we sell, like, a lot of sweets and, like, drinks like Crush and root beer, iced tea, right?
What kind of root beer?
Mug root beer.
Mug root beer. Interesting. Mug root beer is a good root beer, but I still think, like, A&W...
Mug is a solid second or third place.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So what is, like, the top seller that you just, like, go through at the canteen?
top seller is usually the ice cream sandwiches.
Of course they would be. Of course. And so what kind of noodles are you, like, is this like a pack, like the cup of noodles?
It's the cup of noodles. We sell the kimchi noodles and also the Mr. Noodles noodles.
Well, what's the mystery noodle?
Mr.
Oh, Mr. Noodle. Oh, it's just like, they're mystery noodles now? Like you put like the different packages? I bet you Pete has those.
There's mystery milk now, the milk to go. There's a mystery flavor.
No. No, thank you. I'm not rolling the dice. Did you know about this?
No.
Mystery milk?
The milk to go. You know milk to go? Like you can get like the banana or the strawberry or whatever. They have a mystery flavor now.
No.
I have not been willing to try it.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'll say it. Never going to try it. So how did you get this job at the canteen?
So my friend Tristan, he now lives in BC.
Right? Yeah.
At the time, I was good friends with him.
Yeah.
And one day I stopped at the canteen to buy like a freezy.
Yeah.
And like there wasn't many people in there, and he's like, I could use some help back here.
Oh, nice.
Yep,
right so on.
After that, I kind of got into it.
That's right. So how many people work at the canteen, like in total?
Yep. So at the moment, we have four people who are currently like in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the canteen is also used for like volunteering for the sports teams so they could get their money paid off without paying.
Nice. Right?
So at the moment we have the volleyball kids in there.
Very cool. So outside of working at the canteen, do you have a different job or does that cover your bases?
Yeah, I'm all into basketball, right?
Okay.
I do house league after school.
Okay.
Yep. And with the same program I do my house league in,
yeah,
I'm also a coach and referee for their games.
Wow. So what position do you play?
Yeah, I play like kind of in the center, really.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, as a big.
Nice. Yep. How long have you been into basketball for?
Since I was 8.
Okay.
My dad put me in the program that was Aurora.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, nice. And who's your team?
My team?
Yeah, basketball, NBA.
NBA?
Yeah.
I'd have to go with the Raptors.
Yeah, the Raptors.
Yep.
So like I have a question. Tanner, feel free to jump in if you need to.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, there was two Canadian teams. They were the Raptors and the Grizzlies. But they were expansion teams. Like I think I was a teenager when they, so like you'd already picked your team by then. Like I'm Chicago Bulls, game over. Right?
Yeah.
But like now when you grow up in Canada, do you have to say Raptors?
You don't have to, but you should.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to cheer Raptors. That's right. Yeah. And it makes sense to me. I'm just asking. Like, because once again, didn't exist. I'm not bashing the Raptors.
And they have a lot of default fans, too. So like, I don't watch basketball at all.
That's right.
I cheer for the Raptors because they're Canadian.
That's right. Okay. So Raptors from day one was your team?
Yep, day one.
So you will remember when it was pre-Drake, the era of the Raptors.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that man really did just buy that team, didn't he?
Like, he's very involved, maybe from, like, a fan on the side, helping with the design, like, the marketing. Drake has helped. Did you like it before or after Drake?
Honestly, both were fine.
Okay.
I didn't pay too much attention to the, like, politics of basketball.
That's right. You're just watching the game.
Yep.
Cool. So are you on the school team here?
I'm planning on going. Tryouts are like this week.
Ooh. Are you practicing?
Yep.
Yeah? So like we spoke to another athlete. Is there a superstition that you have when it comes to playing sports? Like the one we heard is like put the socks on at the same time, like same pace?
No, certain way.
Certain way? What?
For me, my shoes gotta be tied tight.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes?
Like for me,
it
doesn't matter if the shoes really.
You don't have like a specific like Nike, Adidas.
I wear Under Armour shoes.
Okay.
At the moment,
oh yeah.
I've swapped from like Converse, Nike.
Yeah. High top, low top.
Yep. High.
High top.
High top.
Yep. Yeah. Wild. So, for tryouts, what's that process like now for you?
Yep. So pretty much it's like skill development at the start.
We do
like layups and then like shots, right? And then after like we see like our athletic skill,
and
we go straight into like scrimmaging,
right?
And then our skill based on like our passes and
Well listen, I had more questions for you, but Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. Mm-hmm. So before I cut you loose though, you get a shameless shout out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yep.
Yep. Shameless shout out or plug. So you got to like say hi or represent or anything you want. You're up.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. So I'd like to make a shout out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.